Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us on the line, crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett, talking about the shooting incident that happened in Milwaukee yesterday, where eight people at least shot, six killed, including a gunman at the Molson Coors Brewery. Brad, what we know about this now, it seems like workplace violence, a disgruntled fired employee.
Right. Molson Coors, I don't think, have actually said he was fired, but that's certainly the belief. It's been reported that he was actually still in uniform when he came into the plant armed at around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Milwaukee time. I'm going to assume that some version of that is accurate, and it sort of goes to the issue when you actually fire people. There's a whole protocol now about how you do that, where you do it, what security you might take or have around, depending on what you know about the volatility of the person. And that's, you know, that's largely driven, I'll tell you, by the whole idea of men when they lose their job because they feel like they lose a big chunk of their identity because there's, you know, they're supposed to be the breadwinners traditionally. You know, support the kids, the family, pay the mortgage, pay the rent, whatever. And when they lose their jobs, there's a small percentage of them that just go completely off the deep end.
How has the firing protocol changed? I mean, in this case, we're talking about, I believe it's a 51-year-old man.
It's really more driven by the behavior of the person. So let's just say that this gentleman has worked there for a number of years. And if they have any inkling of concern that he might do something violent, you sort of do a little background check. Has he made threats before? Has he been depressed? Is he drinking more, if that's an issue at all? What firearms does he have? And you may even use a different approach of saying, look, you know, in other words, try to let him down as softly as possible, give him some hope, give him some direction, instead of just firing him and sending him out the door. And, of course, we don't know the circumstances around if he was fired, why. But there was all that, and there are even some situations where they'll have security physically in the room when they talk to somebody they're about to let go, and they'll actually keep track of the person for a few days after to make sure they don't come back into the plant. Now, that's not realistic at some locations, and it's also potentially expensive. I'm just throwing out ideas to you here about ways that you might be able to mitigate potential shooters.
Yeah, that kind of old trope by now, right, of security, you being escorted out of the building to clean your desk and things like that. You know, some people look at that as maybe unnecessary, but I mean, the truth is, in some scenarios, you really don't know how a person is going to react.
That's true. Unless you have some sort of track record or somebody has come to you and say, look, this guy is really on the edge. If you're going to fire him or do anything different with him at the plant, you need to beware. My guess is they didn't have information like that. Maybe he had no concerns. Maybe he hadn't voiced concerns. So, you know, this is not a situation of blaming anybody, of course. This is really sort of like, could it have been done differently? Maybe, and just maybe not. I mean, you know, we're all ultimately responsible for our behavior, and unless we give warning signs, you know, whether it be in a plant or in a school or wherever, it's really a tough call by those that are in charge as to what level of the security they have and how far they go in sort of keeping track of certain employees.
You know, Brad, this also kind of brings to the forefront what you're supposed to do in an active shooter situation, right? Like in the workplace or wherever.
Exactly. In many workplaces, I'm going to guess they may have some version of it. I mean, at Molson Coors in this one location, there's 1,000 people who work there, that they do have some sort of protocol that when certain things happen, you go a certain direction. You know, the adage that we teach in school, run, hide, fight, would to a certain degree, you know, apply at any mass shooting. And that's probably something else that will be checked out. But let's face it, if he walked into a group of people without knowing the answer here, that was people he intended to shoot, and he shoots 5 of them, and then he shoots himself. You can run, hide, fight, this probably kicks in a little bit, but that could have all taken less than a minute because the average mass shooting are under 5 minutes. So just something to think about.
I can't remember the last time we were talking about one of these situations, though, and it wasn't something that was motivated by terrorism or something like that.
Well, no. I mean, think about workplace violent shootings, typically school shootings, are not driven by a philosophy or a religion or what have you. It's just all highly personal. You know, kids wronged in school, bullied, felt like they have no other, they feel powerless. The same way with workplace violent shooters, they feel powerless. They've lost their job. Maybe they feel like they're going to lose their family, their spouse, etc. And they feel so desperate that they're going to enact revenge on those they believe harm them and then ultimately harm themselves.
Brad, we appreciate the time this morning. Some good insight. Brad Garrett, crime and terrorism analyst, joining us live from Washington.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.